all for 75, no, all for £70 an hour, I think. Or it may even have been £60 an hour in those days, which I thought was very good value. And even better was your appointments at 2. Come in, Mr. Jones, it's 1 minute to 2. And I spent an hour, goodbye, it's 3 o'clock. I mean, it was just my scene. You know, no waiting, and personal treatment, directly relevant to my condition. No reference, I haven't read the notes, or let's start from the beginning. Continuity is everything. And I was very sorry to leave Monmouth and move, from that point of view, move up to Leicester. But then the greatest good fortune, my GP in Bilsden, which is near Leicester, actually knew Dr. Lloyd, who worked in Newport. So they'd been apparently on some visit to the US, some to do with medicine. So they knew each other and were able to talk on the telephone about my condition. So there was some measure of continuity, even though I'd moved 150 miles from one part of the country to another. I then, moving on, I was working at in Corby, living in Tugby, which is where I live now. People say to me, did you suffer any angina? And I couldn't recall. I used to think to get a bit of indigestion in the morning whilst driving to work. And I explained this to Dr. Austin. She said, I think you better go and have a check-up in the one of the private hospitals, because of course I was insured at work, had the medical care. And so I went to the Nuffield Hospital in Leicester, which just happened to be the place where they did the tests. Anyway, they said, you got problems with the heart. You need some bypass surgery. So, I was said to the guy, can I bring some workbooks in with me? I've got quite a lot on at work at the moment.